So journeying together, who are we? Can we go to the next slide? I've probably got this myself, but there we go. So on the overhead there, these are the words that we wrote up last week on all those different pieces of paper. Sophie helped and put them in a word cloud for us. I hope, you know, from some of what we have seen just this morning, I hope creative, funny, awesome are up there. But if we look at them, those blue words are the ones that we use to describe ourselves. The green ones were the ones that other people used to describe us. And the red ones are the ones that God uses to describe us. Isn't that interesting? Chosen, loved, son, forgiven, accepted. Those are the ones that are unchanging, whether we feel them or not, whether we are sitting in a waiting room or we're having a hard time or a great time, those remain all the time. But this week we're looking at the broader question of who are we? And as I said earlier, it's easy to get an idea of where we are if we take a bit of time and we focus on the other people who are pilgriming on the journey with us. Where we are, where we believe God is in the church. And if we take another step back and think about what do I mean when I say church? Because I've found in my conversation this week, I've asked a few people, what do I mean, what do you think of when I say the church? And I've had different answers from amazing cathedrals with stained glass windows and pipe organs and choirs to a lot of people saying, well, this building. And some people saying, the people. It means different things to different people. And I think all of those things are quite true. But there's really two distinct things that we mean when we say the church. And sometimes we mean the local church. And I think that encompasses both the building and the people, the community that meet in it. You know, that community of believers that's nestled in a neighbourhood somewhere, like we at PBC are in Northcote, Papanui. But sometimes when we say church, we mean the universal church. And if you remember when we say one of the creeds, the Apostle Creed, we'll say, I believe in the Holy Spirit and the Holy Catholic Church. You know, the word Catholic there means the one universal church, which consists of all the believers of Jesus Christ in the world. The full global assembly, as it were. And while this universal church may not share one physical building, there's not one big enough, we're still unified in faith under the banner of Christ. If you remember Stephen Thorne thinking, and preaching a couple of weeks ago, he put up a slide which he called his avocado. And at the centre of the avocado was the core, the pit, which he called the dogma. If you remember that? The dogma was that which has been wrestled with by our church fathers centuries ago. Things like we serve a triune God, that Christ was both fully human and fully God, that he died and was resurrected on the third day. You know, there may be differences in how the universal church celebrates some of these events. And there might be differences in how or we think these things were brought about. But we are still united in faith around that dogma, the set of beliefs which are non-negotiable. And although Christ himself didn't give us very many firm, actually didn't give us any firm instructions on how the church, in a local sense, should be organized, he gave us plenty of pointers on the characteristics that we should have and what we should be to the world. We could all think of many: being the light, being the salt, going forth, making disciples, instructions to take the Lord's Supper in remembrance of me. And the other New Testament writers, they have expounded on this, and they have given us some guidance around the makeup of churches. We have elders, deacons, apostles, different giftings for the encouragement and building up of the church, giving, serving, teaching. But in all of these things, there is one thing that is very clear. And in Colossians 1:18, it says, we are united in, around, and through Christ himself. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. So we're going to carry on now with our mega prayer. There's just a few more. I think you can see as we were building those blocks together where we're kind of going to be going with this. But I'd like you to carry the picture of PBC, of Papa Nui Baptist Church, in your mind with you as being the outworking of the body of Christ as we prayerfully consider these next few questions. So if you can retrieve your carefully placed mega block pieces, hopefully they're still intact. And if you remember, you were in groups of four when we left this. Yep. What we're going to do is our groups of four are going to find another group of four so that you have a group of eight. And what I'd like you to share this time is where you have felt God present in your life this week. If you feel comfortable about it, share that within the group. But where have you felt God's presence in your life this week? As you think about it or share about it, make it a prayer. Jesus, I thank you for your presence. And then at the end, we're going to put those two sets of blocks together. Off we go. The next one. So we should be in quite big groups with this next one. So I hope that as you've been sharing in your groups, you've just become a little bit more aware of what's happening alongside in the journey of some people that you may not have known was happening. As we continue with the next couple of questions, because the groups are going to be quite big and we're probably not going to have time to share all together, what I'd like you to do as well is to go and write some major words or themes up on these pieces of paper up on the wall, because we want to record what God is saying through the body this morning. So this next one, take your groups of eight and join together with another group of eight, which is 16. So to make it easier, find the group that's closest to you, that's fine. But what we're going to think about for this one is what quality of God has most impressed you this week, or have you been most aware of this week? What quality of God have you been most aware of in your life this week? So if there's a chance for a couple of people to share within your big group, that would be great. But I'd love you to put some of these words up on our pieces of paper. When we're finished, we're going to put the blocks together. So we have very big groups. And the idea that I'd like you to take forward into this one, and Toby, if you could please change out the coloured pens just so that we can track people's thoughts. I'd like you to prayerfully consider where in the church you have been ministered to by God in this last year. And it could be by individual people. God could have spoken to you through Scripture. He could have spoken to you through being a member of a team or by one of the teams, by having a cup of tea. But make that a prayer. Jesus, I thank you. I have seen you working through. Okay. And when you're finished, put your blocks together. We're almost done. Well done. Oh, yeah, there's one there. And there's one over here. So I'd like there to be somebody from each of these two big groups to come. And where shall we put it? Up on the table and join them together. Yep, excellent. Whoa, come on, Liddy, you can do it. Whoa. You can come and put it up together, up on the table if you want, rather than it fall again. As we put these two together, the thing that I would like you to start thinking about as a final prayer, we're just going to speak out some words, is where do you see God active today? Whether it's in the church, whether it's in our neighbourhood, and when I say church, whether it is our local church or the universal church or in the neighbourhood, where are some places that you see God active and at work today? And if you'd like to speak them out, that would be great. If you could write them on the wall, that would be great. Yeah, put them together. One of the places that I see God active today is in our youth. There's something happening. There is a hunger for, and I'm not sure whether it's for God, whether they know it's for God, but there is a hunger to belong. There is a hunger to know where they fit in the world that I haven't seen for the last few years here.
Whoa. I sneeze and it'll fall.
When I think of the universal church, I think of the church that we leave behind in North Africa, which is about 98% somehow Paran Africans, very needy students, and led by amazing pastoral, godly
Yeah. And when we look at this building here, we see that it's not a cohesive structure. It doesn't look like it's fit any architectural building plan. Well, there we go, maybe. But every single block in there represents a unique prayer from someone in here. It represents unique requests, unique ways of experiencing God, all brought together as one. And each block, whether it was chosen because of its size or its colour or whether it was the easiest one just to grab, is in there. It's an integral piece. And just like all these different little pieces of block that we can see making up the structure, in Christ we keep our own uniqueness. But we're united in Christ. You know, so as we've gone through our mega prayer this morning, and again, remembering this is camp month, so we're doing a few different things, my hope is that you've become a little bit more aware of where God is active in our lives and in the lives of the people around us and maybe in the neighbourhoods around us. Knowing that we're not homogenous, but we're multicoloured, multi-sized. And as we head back into the next 2 weeks of camp month, we're going to be doing some sand pit manipulating. And we're going to be looking, now we've seen who am I and who we are, we're going to be really asking the questions, where are we? And God, where do you want to take us? So I hope you've enjoyed looking at that and thinking about some of these things this morning. I've really enjoyed listening to some of the stories of parts of your journeys that you have shared with us this morning, and I hope it's been the same. If we could have Adam up, do you just do a benediction, I think?
Thank you. And also just for those last things, I'm aware we probably didn't get a lot of those up, but all these words that are going up, as you can see, we're using this. These form the basis for us starting to shape where are we going as a church, and collecting these words is really valuable. So if you've had more thoughts, and especially that last one of where are you seeing God active, this is really an important part of informing us about discerning where we want to participate with Christ. If we're saying we're a community participating with Christ, we need to be able to discern that, and that comes through the discernment of all of us together. So please don't hesitate to write those up, because as you can see, we're collecting these and they are a valuable piece of this. But I'd just like to end by blessing us as we head out. I hope that God has filled us with a sense of belonging and a sense of being part of something much bigger than who we are, and that that can give us an anchor. So as you go out this week, may God bless you with a sense that you are part of his plan. May you sense your participation with him. May you see where he is active. May you feel and sense his presence with you as you go. May he speak to you in those moments where you don't know what to do. And may he just give you joy as you wake every morning, and a sense of anticipation as you go to sleep every night. May the peace of God be upon you. And may you share that peace with others. Amen. Thank you very much. Yeah, next week we will have tea and coffee, which will be great. We think the restrictions have relaxed a little bit to allow us to do that. So, yeah, we should get more people, eh? There we go.